You are never too busy for wholesome meals with HelloFresh. With 50 weekly recipes, customizable to your preferences, you can skip the grocery store and still make easy, affordable meals delivered to your door. For even faster options, try 15-minute meals, prep and bake options, or ready-made meals. Get a free high-protein item for life and up to 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh10Free. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Moncrief on News Talk.
In history, the female leader is, of course, the exception rather than the rule. Most of the time, even if there is a female leader, the other women in that society are treated as badly as ever. But evidence has emerged of Celtic societies where ordinary women did have a bit of power. Dr. Lara Cassidy works in the Department of Genetics in Trinity College. Good afternoon, Lara.
Good afternoon.
Before we talk about these tribes, explain for us what is matrilocality.
So this is a residence pattern, right? In this society, when a couple gets married, typically they have to make a big decision, which is where they're going to live. Mm. And for most of human history, they've lived with the family, but they have to pick whether to live with the husband's family or the wife's family. Matrilocality is when the husband moves to live with his wife's family, right? While she remains embedded in her community from birth.
Which I imagine is very rare, is it?
Much rarer than the opposite, which is the wife moving. So yes. Matrilocality, we can look at modern day societies or societies from the past 100 years or so. Matrilocality makes up about 8% of cases that we see, while patrilocality is about 2/3.
Okay.
The opposite.
And just so people listening won't get confused, that's not the same as matriarch.
No, there's a lot of different matries here and we need to be careful with them. So if we're talking about matriarchy in the same way we talk about patriarchy, we're talking about a society where men are an oppressed class and women call all the shots. That's not what we're talking about here.
Yeah.
But matrilocality, it does predict female social and political empowerment, female influence in many different spheres of life.
Yeah. And these particular tribes in Dorset that you were studying are unusual because also, and this is going back a couple of thousand years, because they buried their dead.
Yes, in cemeteries. So this is brilliant for us because if we're going to do like a nitty gritty detailed study of the genetic composition of an Iron Age community, we need lots of members of the same community all buried together. And that is what we have with these Dorset communities. That's not the case for a lot of places in Iron Age Britain. We just don't have the same number of individuals. And I'm sure people say trying to put together their own family tree or history know how frustrating it is if you have gaps in the genealogy and gaps in your pedigree. So if we're able to sample lots and lots of people, we get a much better picture of relationships through the generations.
Mm. So who were they? And the fact that they buried their dead, what was that able to tell you?
So who were the Duirtrigs? Well, we know of them from the classical writers that there was either a tribe or a confederation of tribes living in the area of modern day Dorset.
Were Celts, weren't they?
They have a Celtic name. Duirtrigs is a Celtic-derived name, and it's quite probable that they spoke a Celtic language.
Okay.
We know of them from their coinage as well and from this distinctive burial practice, unburnt burial. So we were able to sample about 55 individuals from Duirtrigan cemeteries, all in and around the same site. And what we found was these cemeteries were being used by an extended family group. Which was really cool. Through many, many generations, we're talking about 100 BC to 100 AD. So some of these family members would have actually witnessed the Roman invasion of Britain and they'd have seen huge changes in their lifetimes. So we had this family. We then started to look at how people in this family were actually related to one another. And that was when the really cool thing popped out, which was the majority of individuals were related through the female line, right? We were seeing mother to daughter transmissions through the generations. And that told us that women were staying put. We didn't see the opposite, right? We're not seeing father to son, father to son. That is telling us that men are leaving the community with adulthood and other men are coming in to join the community, probably as husbands.
And why would that particular practice have arisen within these communities? Or is that known?
That is a really big question within anthropology. Why does a human society arrive at a certain type of social organisation or residence pattern? For matrilocality, all we can do is we can look at modern day matrilocal societies and try find commonalities between them. One thing we see with modern matrilocal societies is they tend to engage purely in external warfare, sort of warfare along some distant territorial boundary with very little internal warfare. There's an idea that maybe by men being absent for long periods of time, fighting somewhere else, you're getting women more involved in food production, and that makes more sense, female land ownership and sort of economic control. There's an idea as well that matrilocal societies are actually better at war, at external warfare, because they're not fighting so much internally. Yes. One of the things, if you think about it, what matrilocality does is it stops groups of related men all sticking together in clusters and becoming fiercely loyal to one another and then starting a fight with the neighbouring men of the village over. Instead, you have men moving between villages, and that creates, they think, potentially a more kind of cohesive sort of tribal identity, unity, and then they're more effective at waging war maybe with somebody else across the river.
And so the males who were buried there, would they have been of this group of tribes as well, or might they have come from further
afield? We think so. Well, it depends. We have one individual who looks like he has continental ancestry, so he might have come and married in from quite far afield. But others probably are coming from a pool of, you know, related groups in the local area. Mm. And there was probably a sense of tribal unity among these different settlements.
And were there any indications of what level of power then women would have had within these communities?
Yeah. So again, we just have to, well, we can do two things. We can look to modern matrilocal societies and understand what's happening there. We can also look to what the Roman writers were talking about in the archaeological record. If we look to modern matrilocal communities, we see these customs benefit women in so many different ways. It's great. Staying at home means you have your big support network. You're not just a mother or a wife. You're also a daughter, you're a sister, you're a cousin, you have allies. It's your husband coming in basically as the stranger. So that gives you a really a lot of social bargaining power. And then if you're staying put, your parents are investing in you. Parents are investing in their daughters. There's more opportunities for female land ownership, accumulation of property. You see in some matrilocal societies, like the marketplace is the world of women. Women are in control of finances, trading, extending credit. In some matrilocal societies, it's women who control, say, mutual credit associations, like the beginnings of banks and stuff. So big economic power as well. We don't see, we still see in matrilocal societies today that men tend to be in more formal positions of authority, but there's less barriers to female political participation and female political leadership. And that's really cool then if we go back and we look at what the Romans were telling us. And there's a question of how much can you really trust the Romans? They definitely had their own agenda. but it is fascinating that two of the earliest political leaders on Britain that they talked about were women. They were queens, Queen Boudica and Cardimandua. And, you know, these were queens that led armies. Cardimandua divorced her husband. It looks like she inherited her own power, divorced her husband, and then waged war on him. Well, Boudica almost drove the Romans out of Britain entirely through a rebellion. So we do have these accounts. You then have to ask, well, are the Romans just talking about this because these are exceptional cases? Or could this have been a common occurrence in the island and it just seemed exceptional to the Romans, who were coming from a very patriarchal world themselves? The other thing the Romans talked about, which is really interesting, is sexual liberty and potentially promiscuity among British women taking multiple husbands. And they sort of make digs at kind of Celtic cultures for these liberties. It's sort of like, oh God, they can't keep control of their women. how much truth there is to that, how much propaganda, it's hard to know. But again, it would align with potentially a matrilocal society with different types of gender norms and more liberal social customs.
Is there any clue as to how marriages would be would it be just like a male wanders into a village and says, I'm looking for a wife, you know?
No, they're like all the communities and villages in this network, they would know each other. They would have links like these marriages. I'd say a lot of traditional societies, your whole family would probably be quite involved.
Yes.
But it's funny, in Irish medieval society, women did have, I believe, a right to refuse marriage. So I would say that the actual individual women themselves did have a lot of if they wanted to take the husband or not.
Well, that's a bare minimum, you'd hope for that. Dr. Lara Cassidy is Assistant Professor in the Department of Genetics in Trinity College. Lara, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
You are never too busy for wholesome meals with HelloFresh. With 50 weekly recipes, customizable to your preferences, you can skip the grocery store and still make easy, affordable meals delivered to your door. For even faster options, try 15-minute meals, prep and bake options, or ready-made meals. Get a free high-protein item for life and up to 10 free meals at HelloFresh.com/HelloFresh10Free. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan.